I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Stroke is a leading cause of long-term disability, and according to the American Stroke Association, the majority of strokes are preventable. Dr. Praneet Graywal is here to talk about stroke prevention and the important role that diet and lifestyle modifications can play. Dr. Graywal is an assistant professor, and she's a neurologist in the Comprehensive Stroke Center at MUSC. Dr. Graywal, first, what are the most important things we can do to help prevent having a stroke?
Risk factors for stroke often go unmanaged. Along with controlling the traditional risk factors, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes with medications, we should focus on lifestyle modifications as a priority to prevent strokes. Improving diet, increasing physical activity, smoking cessation, and reducing alcohol consumption are specific health behaviors that should be targeted.
And when it comes to diet, what kind of diet actually increases our risk of stroke and why?
So the diets that are rich in saturated fatty acids, high salt content, and high glycemic index foods such as sugar-sweetened beverages and carbohydrates and high amount of red meat all increase our risk for stroke, since these diets lead to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and obesity, which are all stroke risk factors.
Well, what does a super healthy diet look like that will help protect us against having a stroke?
So some tips to eat a super healthy diet include eating more fruits and vegetables, healthy proteins, and cutting down on sugar and salt. But not only that, I would also encourage the intake of whole grains, low-fat dairy products, poultry, fish, legumes, vegetable oils, and nuts into your diet.
And when it comes to drinking alcohol, what specifically should we do to decrease risks of stroke?
So drinking alcohol can be harmful. I would urge to drink alcohol only in moderation, if at all. And by moderation, I mean an average of 1 to 2 drinks per day for men and 1 drink per day for women. And alcohol not only increases the risk of stroke, but also other health problems, including but not limited to blood pressure, obesity, and liver disease.
Tell us more details about exercise. How much exercise is really beneficial?
So physical inactivity is a significant risk factor for stroke. What I recommend to my patients is at least 150 minutes of moderate or 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity spread throughout the week. Apart from that, I also strongly urge to reduce sedentary time by standing and walking more often. For example, parking your car further away, taking stairs instead of the lift, doing tasks standing instead of sitting down. Another modification that I would strongly urge is smoking cessation. Risk of stroke is 4 times higher in smokers, and the smokers who quit do reduce their risk of stroke by half. So I would strongly urge smoking cessation.
Dr. Graywal, thanks for this information about stroke prevention.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.